Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
When loggers cut aspen for lumber or pulp, the trees generally grow back from old roots in the soil. But in oil sands reclamation, there are no roots because the soil has all been dug out. Caitlin Schott is a graduate student at the University of Alberta. She's researching the best way to regenerate aspen from seed. Caitlin presented her findings at the recent Conrad Symposium on Oil Sands Reclamation.
Aspen seeds are very, very small, and they're surrounded by a big clump of fluff. So they fly in the air, and the spot on the soil where they land is actually going to determine their growth because they have very few nutrients within the seed.
In the field, Caitlin made observations every 20 centimeters along transects that were 126 meters long. She found that seeds that landed in tiny pockets did better than those that fell on flat, hilly, or sloped ground.
We need to have a variable microtopography on our reclamation sites. We don't want a perfectly flat parking lot for our trees to be growing on, and we really want to be encouraging regeneration from seed because those seeds are from local sources and are the best adapted for the site.
Caitlin Schott's research also shows it's important to limit the use of big machinery on reclamation sites to avoid damaging the soil. Thanks today to Syncrude. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.